Chapter 2 Dummy Ball. Doctors consider Tommy John surgery one of the most successful medical procedures ever because it solved a problem. When an elbow ligament tore, it could be fixed. Baseball rejoiced. "We thought elbows were solved," former Red Sox general manager Ben Sherrington said, "so we stopped thinking about them." Because an answer for elbow issues existed, the sport never bothered to concern itself with the root cause of such injuries. Maybe it was mechanics, the way a player throws the ball and its effect on his body. Perhaps it was usage, the volume of pitches or innings in a single game, over a whole season or even longer. Certainly a player's genetic makeup could factor in too, or how hard he threw, or what pitches he preferred, or his between-start workouts, or his diet, or any other sort of measurable factor. Tommy John surgery, it turned out, was a paradox. The procedure that worked too well. It lulled baseball into a false sense of security, and by the time the sport realized what had happened, an epidemic was on its hands. Elbows are breaking more than ever, and younger than ever. And while the rash of Tommy John surgeries that spread across Major League Baseball over the last 5 years took out some of the game's finest pitchers, children ages 15 to 19 make up a disproportionately high number of patients. Baseball is thus left scrambling to figure out how to keep its million-dollar arms healthy while fixing a feeder system that keeps sending damaged goods to major league teams. "It's a huge issue," said Rob Manfred, Major League Baseball's commissioner. "You know why it's a huge issue? Because that's a competitive space, and the single biggest competitive advantage baseball has in that space is the fact that it may be the safest sport your kid can play. It still doesn't mean that we don't have a responsibility to make the play of the game as safe as possible for kids, and we do. We take that seriously." Over the last 2 decades, baseball's youth apparatus has been filched and privatized, and the single sport specialization craze has transformed the game. The best players spend most weekends year-round traveling to tournaments across the country. They participate in so-called showcase events in which maximum effort throws and pitch velocities that light up radar guns separate the elite from the rest. In hindsight, the results were predictable.